Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you, and everybody's here as a host. It's Otto and Rebecca and Shari and Jimmy and Paula and myself. But now I have a question for everybody here. The Olympics and different things have gone on, and the World Aquatic Swimming was won by Sarah Sjöström.
Well, that just rolled right in. Right.
John's just trying to show that he's just really getting good at pronouncing.
If I can get Pagliano's, I can get anybody.
I have no idea where this is going, but go ahead.
And she broke a record.
Okay.
It was 51.71 was the number that broke that record.
Wow.
In the
wow.
swimming, good which was really an accomplishment.
Wow. Yeah.
That's quite a number, right?
Right.
A very significant number.
Yeah. What?
It's 51.71 weeks till Christina's next birthday.
Oh, there you go.
51 weeks.
Oh,
God. Break
there we go. That countdown okay. starts.
And we have a couple other numbers.
We do. Oh. Absolutely.
362.
Oh. 362?
362 days.
That's right.
We have the number 8688.
What is that?
What's 86
hours? 8,688 hours till your next birthday.
Oh. Start up. Fire up that clock. You know, because right now we're in an interesting thing because I'm still, like, celebrating for birthday month, but we're also counting
to
right,
the
right,
next
right.
one.
Yeah. Right, there's a lot going on.
But you raise it for another party.
Yeah.
Right. It could be a pre-party for next year.
John, so. I like it. I knew you would have a great idea. There we go. I'm bringing that one to the table.
Well, don't you do a six-month party? Don't you guys do a six-month? So we're counting. Come on. I remember my six-month party.
You know what, Paula, was going to happen?
What?
Every Friday.
Every month. Right, right, right.
I'm going to be exhausted.
Just to finish off.
Yeah, I wanted to go back.
Yeah, my first reaction was, nah, she's never going to make it. But that was.
You still feel that way.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, she's working on it.
Right.
She's almost there.
Yeah, she's almost there. But, you know, people like Christina are what make the program, and I've said that many times, and I'm not just, sucking up here to try to get brownie points.
You volunteer for brownie points.
You already have those.
The people who gain, I said, are the users of this program. One of the things that I keep wondering about and want to try to explore in the future a little bit more with Project Independence and people who are listening who may not just be in the birthday mode, but why do people not use this program? And back in my world of marketing and sales, I would make a list of here's the reasons why they do not use this program. Mm-hmm. They maybe don't trust people coming into their house mm-hmm. or whatever. And then come up with another column that says, well, here's the reason
right.
you should
right.
not
right.
worry
right.
about that as a problem.
Right.
And I kind of like to push that as we go
yeah.
along during
yeah.
the next year.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people that I know that still do not take advantage of this program.
Right.
I could tell them about it, and they hear me, but they don't really hear me.
Right.
It's for whatever reason, people do not always take advantage of the program.
Right.
And it's a big mistake. Yeah.
But you know what right. I find that, you know, does help? Because as important as the staff is, obviously, in our department, our Project Independence members, especially the ones who have been there from the beginning, are essentially staff members at
right,
this point.
Right,
you know, we
right.
call them our ambassadors.
Right, right.
And it's really, we've found, you know, luckily they go out into the community, to their groups, to their neighbors, and explain the program that I think, you know, in a little bit with a lot of people, it kind of lessens the fear. Okay, well, if they're mm-hmm. using it, then I could use it. You know, it's not as intimidating because, listen, we are a government program, so I can mm-hmm. understand that it gets, you know, a little. You
right.
immediately get weary
well,
of it.
Charity. You
right,
know.
You get right. you just get, you know, weary of it, not realizing, you know, the true benefits, you know, and how we are there for you.
Right.
You know, it's
right.
not it's not a setup.
Right.
Well, and I think that's just what's important.
Yeah.
I mean, really
it's also built for longevity. So if you're 60 and you become a member, you can need it at 60,
right.
never, or at 100. You know, we're looking really at a 40-year lifespan
yeah.
that we serve people. That's a very, very long time in the life cycle.
Yeah, well,
so,
I mean, the people we deal with, you know, their parents could be in their 90s and
right.
their 60,
and they're,
you know,
they're
and they're
the child.
Both members,
right.
you know,
so we really, it's really a very individualized service, even though we seem very global, it's, mm-hmm. it's a program for all seniors. On an individual basis, people use it very uniquely. They may just come to exercise. They may volunteer. They may really need our nurse going in to talk to them. They may have had mental health issues and now just get a call. It's very individualized, almost like a care plan if you go to a doctor.
It's a very people-to-people program.
It's not
a bureaucratic kind
of. And you know what? I don't want to say I worry about it, but we also never wanted to grow too fast where we couldn't actually provide the service at a level of quality that you should be getting the service. And, you know, on one hand, you know, we've grown in tremendous ways from the beginning. And we still are pretty much at our very core staff, you know, our very mm-hmm. and the fact that it is such a core staff speaks volumes. We've kept our staff and everyone just adds. When the work gets more, we add. But I think, Otto, I'm not as worried about people not using it. People knowing about it is what I think is important.
Yeah.
And when people sometimes we see, even if they know about it, they may not use it yet, but we'll look at a service request that comes in, and they've been members 6 years and nothing else. And now they're calling because they need something. And it's an interesting thing to observe. But
right. One thing which has happened with Project Independence, mm-hmm. which is very unusual, is it morphed.
Right.
Because, you know, I'm involved with lots of different organizations, and some all of a sudden put 20 people together, mm-hmm. 20 intelligent people.
Right.
The thing never gets off the ground.
Right.
This just happened, and you're 100% right. You can't go too fast.
And that's what I think made it successful, were these little, you know, pilot rollouts and
right.
stuff.
And that's why we went out region by region over a three-year period. And we really specifically chose each region for reasons. And we'd have to get out ahead of time to do the community outreach. So if we were shooting 6 months to roll out, 6 months ahead, we were already meeting with all the community leaders. So it was set it up, get out there, talk to the community, bring it in, open house, healthcare, bring your staff in. And we couldn't hire staff till we were expanded. So there was a lot to balance in the building.
Right, right.
And there's a lot to balance in the maintaining and keeping the quality. You know, we have to, I'm sure our partners, you know, Northwell and Winthrop and JASA and, you know, NUMC. We have amazing healthcare and human service partners. So that's a big piece of it, too, is the relationships.
And stay tuned to our next issue of the Pioneer that focuses
on our
partners.
I don't know if you talked about the Pioneer.
Okay.
I have to go in a minute.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Is this Christina?
Is this Sandra?
Oh, happy birthday.
Oh, it's my best friend, Sandra.
Is this your roast? Am I calling you your roast?
It's quite the wild party, Sandra. You're going to have to see pictures of this. There's beads everywhere.
And I'm sure you will, Sandra.
On Facebook.
You don't have to do anything for those beads. Right? How's it going? Hi, everybody.
I know my dad is on the air too, Sandra.
Oh, my God. How's he doing?
It's great. He's doing a good job.
Oh, my gosh. That is so funny.
Well, thank you for calling in, my love.
Oh, I love you, and have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow,
boo. I love you.
All right, babe. Bye-bye.
Sari, and who do we have on the call now?
We have another caller. Oh,
hello?
Happy birthday to
who else knows voices?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Christina.
It's
happy birthday.
Our office community
chair. Wow, look at that. Oh, thank you guys. You guys sounded absolutely lovely.
Don't quit your day job.
Oh, and Jimmy, I think you were the best.
We didn't let Jimmy sing.
I love you guys. Thank you for calling in.
All right, Christina.
All right, bye guys. Bye-bye. Wow, that was very in sync. That was very melodic.
The amazing thing is how these phone calls throw you off, though. They're wonderful to have. Like, now, what were we talking about?
Right.
Let's go
it's
back
like a
something.
Brain game, though.
Okay, keeps you on your toes.
It is a brain game.
It's all one big brain
Paul,
game.
Paul, I know, has to leave in a few minutes.
Yes. Yes, I do.
So, any parting wisdom?
Oh,
it's always a pleasure
parting,
when you come out because, you know, you have such a history
wisdom.
Of Project Independence.
You know, someday.
And you love what you're doing, so therefore when you're talking about it, it comes
and
out.
And I love Christina.
And I love Paul.
I love Christina. That's
before
the
you
key.
Leave,
before
you leave,
you
have to say happy birthday.
Oh, my God.
Wait.
What are we doing?
Who knew Northampton was so musical? wonderful. Yeah.
Sorry,
guys.
Dan.
Thank
you. You know, I actually have a product that somebody was going to try to sell years ago. We used it at sales meetings. It's a baseball helmet, actual hardhead helmet,
right,
with a speaker mounted on it, with a kazoo wired to the speaker. We were going to sell. There are actually, believe it or not, there are kazoo bands out there.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I think we might have to start a Project Independence one headed by Otto.
Yeah. I have a couple in my garage.
I know, actually. And I always actually remembered, Otto, you telling us a story about your kazoo playing as a child.
Yeah.
So now you got to whip it out, the kazoo.
Yeah.
There you
go.
All right.
And maybe he could do Sweet Caroline after
actually,
Otto.
Actually, I could do a lot of numbers with this.
Oh, Sweet Caroline, I saw that video.
Oh, that's a great video of Otto's family.
That's right.
I don't remember.
That was awesome.
That's a staple.
Yeah. We always talked about one show, and I went. I went onto YouTube or wherever it was.
Yeah, my Facebook. Family is on
Take
YouTube.
Care, Paula. Thank you so much. It was someplace that we saw you at. But nevertheless, we're here talking with everybody in
hey,
reference.
You can't leave. Get back here.
Sorry, I fixed Paula's bracelet. I had to give her.
Oh, really?
It's my jewelry repair business.
So now I want to go back to Jimmy because we want to get this home and company.
Yes.
So now, which is a whole different thing, I know Christina's anniversary is coming up in a couple of weeks.
Oh, yes.
Right, May 5th.
May 5th. Go to Mayo, yes.
And it's 4 or 5.
5 years.
It's 5 years
oh
on May 5th.
Yes. Five years married, but I've been with Jay since
Moosh.
I was 17.
Moosh.
Moosh,
yes. Moosh. Moosh. You've been with Moosh.
Hyphen Boo.
And Boo?
Yes, there's a lot of names, a lot of things. It just rolls off the tongue, you know, whatever my mood is.
So now we're not going to talk about Moosh because, you know.
Moosh, maybe. Yeah.
But I do want to talk about the wedding.
Oh.
And getting ready for the wedding. I mean, we could start a little bit now, which is, and then we'll go into a break and then come back because this is, you know, this is Christina's life. Oh, yeah, there's a perfect seat here.
Oh, the wedding was very, very hectic. Besides having approximately 30 bridesmaids, or how many were there, like a small parade. And you know Christina, everything's got to be, and her mother, has to be perfect.
I was pretty relaxed, though, I must say, because everything was organized ahead of time. So.
Oh, you were very relaxed.
Yeah.
I can't say that for your mother. But as always, everything worked out fine, and it was probably one of the best weddings I went to.
That's right.
Especially
and we
since it wasn't my own.
And it was a beautiful, you know, Rebecca was at the wedding
lovely.
As well. And
lovely.
It was literally, it was the most beautiful, sunshiny day, and every Sunday after that was downpouring rain.
Really? Okay.
So,
you got married on a Sunday.
Yeah, and it was an outdoor wedding on the beach, so, you know, weather
was kind
of important.
Okay.
And,
well, you were pretty early to go to the beach. That was gutsy.
Yeah, I know.
May.
I got a lot of angels up there looking out, so it really was a wonderful, wonderful day. It was perfect.
And may I just say, your husband is quite the dancer.
That's right.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Jay was cutting a mean rug out there.
Yes. He was very serious about his garter performance. So.
Yes, it was top notch.
Oh, he had to dance for that?
Yes, he was. He took it very serious. He knew he had to live up to a lot, so he needed to be perfect, and it was. So.
It was a beautiful wedding.
Where was it?
Crescent Beach Club in Bayville.
Oh, I've been there. Okay, yes, that's how beautiful. Oh, yeah. It's right on the water.
Yeah.
That's why you go. Okay, now it makes sense. I'll get married on the water and come inside.
And if anyone's interested in seeing pictures, you know, come visit me. I'll bring in my wedding albums. There's like 5,000 wedding albums
I was going to say, how many albums?
You don't even want to know because I had the one that they made. Then I had the one of the proofs. Then I had the one of like everyone else's pictures. There's like a stacks of albums that I made.
And if you weren't at the wedding, she can superimpose you into the
That's right. I like it.
Low cost at $30.
So as time goes on, more and more people keep going to Christina's wedding.
That's right. Whoever wanted to be there, I could totally put you in.
Which, yes. You know what? We're ahead now. So we're going to take a break. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.